It is so good to be together in heavenly places today. 2020 has been quite a challenge for us here at Covenant of Grace Ministry, but it's been a challenge for the whole entire church and for this world. And in these challenging times, God breeds character, and God shows things for what they are and brings things under the light of His revelation. It allows us to see things that we would have never seen in any other time or age. I want to speak to you today about love coming down in an age of rage. Love coming down in an age of rage. And I want to speak upon the subject because God woke me up and told me that I had to share this message, that it wouldn't be something that would be very well appreciated by some, but that I must preach this word and I must minister this word to God's people and especially the eldership of our fellowship. And yet it is not truly a word that I think that many of you really need in a sense of it's being a rebuke or anything else towards the leaders of this fellowship, as you have showed the spirit of your pastor and have gone about and understand the fruit of the Spirit, having the anointing of God and walking in God's love and understand the principles of God's righteousness. We're all imperfect, but we all, as leaders here at Covenant of Grace, have shown, I believe, a spirit that has been considerate, it has been compassionate, it has been understanding, it has been revelatory in areas, and has shown the grace of God in the midst of a world filled with such chaos. Not that we are perfect in any way, shape, or form. The proof is in the pudding, though, and many of you have kept towards allowing the light to shine, the grace of God to be shown, and God's love to permeate the very fabric of your ministry. The garment that you wear, the mantle you have, in the ministry, in the purposes of God, cares for God's elect, cares for God's people, shares the love of God, and ministers Christ Jesus. But we live in a world where a lot of the Christian church and so many people are filled with rage. They're filled with anger. They're fomenting in the midst of political strife. And they find themselves contrary-wise to the spirit of the Lord, that came that there might be life, and that more abundantly. Who came to share God's love and to bear witness of the love of Christ, because the religion of the day had put to naught the principles of God's word, His character, and totally misunderstood His intent. God's intentions are that you would not perish, but of everlasting life. God's intent is for you to have hope. God's intent is for you to share love. God's intent is for you to minister Christ Jesus. Go about healing the sick, restoring people's lives, and ministering in the favor of the King of Glory. God is not interested in how pretty you look or how fancy you are, or how perfect your words are, or anything else. But will you have a heart after God like David did? David was a young man as a shepherd, but God sought him out through the ministry of Samuel. And God picked him out in the midst of, quote, the whole family of Jesse and the sons who, all the older ones, seemed to be more, quote, qualified than David to be anointed king. But it was David who God saw and had the character to be the servant of God and later become the king of Israel. He would have to run away from the king of Israel. And Saul wanted to kill him at one point, recognizing the grace of God upon his life. But he continued to love Saul, and he continued to love those who hated and reviled him. We live in an age of rage, where love seems to not be anywhere in sight. And God wants the church to get things right. God wants the body of Christ to begin to get things right and to allow God's love to permeate the very core of their being. That grace, restoration, the ministry of the Holy Spirit, the God of love could pulverize the hearts of men and bring people to repentance and understanding that He wants them to bear fruit and to bear fruit abiding in His love. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, we'll have fellowship with one another, the Bible says, and He will have His way through us and in us. Amen. We are the branches off the vine. And Jesus Christ is the source of all life. And His love wants to touch and minister and anoint us in such a way that carries out His purpose in this world. But we live in an age of rage, an age of chaos, where our messiahs, our people we look to, are not those who are the chosen of God or the people of God, but are emblematic of the spirit of the age, the vileness of the age, and the willingness of compromise within the church to look out for leaders who, quote, get the job done they want to get done, whether or not they show the fruit of the Spirit, the character of God, or the love of God for the common man. This is contrary to the nature of the Lord. This is contrary to the calling of God. This is contrary to love that came down. One day the Son of Man came down to earth and dwelt among us physically. Now the Lord is here ministering to us in and through the Holy Spirit. And God is trying to touch and anoint the church to work the works of love. But as Christ came on the scene way back over 2,000 years ago and is still trying to be working at the hearts of men and women today, He's always had a challenge. And that challenge is the stubbornness. That challenge is the vainness. That challenge is the stupidity of man. The ignorance towards the Scriptures, the debilitating factors of the lack of character and a misunderstanding of what God wants to do in this hour. We're supposed to be about the Father's business, to share God's love, to bring people to the foot of the cross and see those loving eyes of the Savior looking down at them and saying, I've come that you might have life, and that more abundantly. My death means everything, that your hope would be full with my grace, filling your heart through the power of my love. Amen. Love came down. Love shared. Love went to the cross. Love stayed on the cross. Love rose again. And love has come and spreads His love in the hearts of men and women who give their lives to Him and then bear fruit with patience. Love, joy, gentleness, meekness, kindness, temperance. Amen. Where are we, church? Where are we, body of Christ? Where are we, people of God? If we do not reflect the Jesus we say we serve. We're living in an age of rage. I hear people calling people and whatnot names and everything else like, quote, I have never seen before in my life. Boy, what we've allowed to be bottled up, what we've allowed to foment, what we have allowed to be that which we incorporate into, quote, Christianity or some kind of philosophy, is beyond me. But we need to get back to the Bible. We need to get back to the Lord. We need to get back to the grace. We need to get back to God's mercy. And we need to get back to the business of sharing God's love to this fallen world. What is happening today are people, because of the political strife, especially in our land, in the body of Christ and otherwise, becoming creatures of old habits, of carnality, showing bitter spirits and ignorances that are beyond comprehension, and calling people names and describing things and doing things that are totally lacking in the power of God, totally lacking in the character of God, and totally lacking in the will of God. And we, as people who might be contrary in opinions to some others, find ourselves responding sometimes in ways that are not appropriate as well, because of this fomenting rage that comes out. I had somebody point out to me the other day that they're reading a Facebook note that was put down by one of the leaders of the Christian Church of Body of Christ, somebody who's actually very associated at times with and has been in, with me in ministry, etc., and who I love and pray for always, but said some things that shocked this individual who was a relative of mine who's not in the body of Christ. And that individual said, how can you be a part of those people and actually respect that man? And she went on and read all the things that was said and said, they say that that's about philosophy. That's about principles. That's about God and righteousness. But he said, it's all emblematic about a devotion and love for man whose character is beyond anything that God would ever exemplify. She said, why aren't you standing up against it? I always respected you for standing up for things that were right and for those who were less fortunate and those who had need. Have you given in to this? Will you shut up and just allow yourself to be a part of a spirit and a culture that says it's all right to hate? It's all right to criticize. It's all right this and that. Oh, that man's character, his principles, his lifestyle means nothing. Are you willing to do that? That was somebody who's not even in the church saying that to me. That hit me, and I went to prayer, and I have been in prayer for a couple weeks now, putting this all in God's hand. And then this morning was woken up by the Lord, and the Lord said, I want you to preach this word, and I want you to minister under my anointing. If you don't preach this word, I will take my anointing away from you, and I will not anoint you ever again. So I'm here with a heavy word, but a word from God. Church, repent. Don't align yourselves with character of the devil. I've taught this church about the fruit of the Spirit since its infancy, and that you can very easily see what is of God and what is not of God. And it's found itself to be true every single time. You will know them by their fruit. Those who are God's anointed, those who are God's appointed, those who are put in positions of honor. What kind of character do they show? What kind of attitude do they show? What is the fruit of their lifestyle? You can't sit on the bench. You can't ignore things. You got to look at things for what they are. Right now, we live in a raging age where people seem to justify themselves in their spirit, even within the body of Christ, by some kind of mystical word and verbiage, and to say, hey, we're standing for righteousness, but it's got nothing to do with righteousness. I love my brethren. I love my brothers and sisters, no matter what their political or other persuasions. But bear fruit with love. But bear fruit with love. But bear fruit with love. Gentleness, kindness, meekness, temperance. Woo! The person I'm thinking of has never shown any bit of that in the whole entire tenor of his leadership. Not one ounce. And yet, he's, quote, the appointed and anointed of God. Israel got a king. Not because he was the anointed and appointed of God, but because they wanted a king. So God gave them their first king. And how did that turn out? Not very well. But then God looked after somebody who was after his heart and changed the order of the day. And a man's character in his life and his very microcosm of who he was exposed and allowed to be seen by the world. And we have a great vast archive of scripture written about this man, David, the good and the bad, but a man after God's heart who always repented and always tried to turn things around to do good. Amen. He listened to the man of God. He listened to the voice. He cared for the people. He loved and was loved. He made his mistakes like any other individual, but he was a man after God's own heart. God wants more men and women who are after his heart. When God came down in the form of the Son of Man, he came down and made himself a little bit lower than the angels and shared his love and became the Redeemer, the Savior of mankind. His love changes the hearts and minds of men. His love cascades over the souls of individuals. His love bears witness with the Spirit of Father and shows that caringness that says, ha, 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 ha. My son, my daughter, they've come home. They're with me. They're with Papa. Why? Because he just can't wait to greet them. He can't wait to love on them. He can't wait to minister to them. He can't wait to share with them. But we live in a raging age where people are fomenting things and speaking things, and we need to all shut up. Unless we know the spirit of love. Unless we want to redeem the time, for the days are evil. And we want to bear witness of the Master. Peace be unto you. Healing be unto you. Grace be unto you. Hallelujah. He without sin cast the first stone. His redeeming love calls out to the church to repent. His redeeming love calls out to this world to repent. We don't want to see our world, our country, become that which is just gone, obliterated, made to nothing because of rage, chaos, and hatred. My mom, you know, would get mad at times, but she always talked about love being a redeeming element. And Jesus said that we are supposed to love our enemies. I made my mistakes in the midst of this time of rage. And my response to some things, not real strong or, you know, rebuking, but I've made my mistakes. In response to the vile hatred and the vicious things and the attitude of just, you know, burying your head in the sand and saying it's okay, whatever this person does, because, quote, you know, he's our guy. Doesn't matter how he treats people. Doesn't matter how vicious he is. Doesn't matter how vile he is. Doesn't matter that we've never once seen him say he's sorry about anything, his entire tenure or his life. And yet, we think he's God's anointed. I want you to think about that for a moment. There is not even one aspect of the fruit of the Spirit in this man's life. And I see a lot of pastors and people say, well, it's not the man. And they're trying not to wrap it around. It's all about the man. And that's what this individual who's not even the church, who's a relative of mine, pointed out to me. It's all about the man. It was all about Saul's character. It was all about who he was deep inside that brought about his rebellion, and Samuel had to look for another to anoint as the king of Israel and David. Amen. I did not want to preach and minister this kind of message, but it is a word message and it is a biblical message and it's the Spirit of Christ. But I had no other choice because of what the Lord spoke to me. Because I don't want Him to take His anointing away from me. I don't want Him to take His grace away from me, and I don't want Him to look for another to minister instead of myself. Amen. I love you guys. I the Bible says to turn the other cheek. The Bible says to love our enemies. The Bible tells me to pray for my enemies. When Jesus was going to the cross, yes, he had an inside scoop that he had to go to the cross and, you know, he had to give his life. But yet, heck, it was you and me. Well, we sat there and taken all that abuse. You're the Son of God. Come on. You're the Son of God. You can call down angels. You can do whatever you want. Man, you could turn this situation around in a moment and say, hey, let me show you something. Come on. In this age of rage, that's exactly what a lot of people in the body of Christ would do if they were being persecuted otherwise. And that's what's going on right now. We're not showing much fruit of the Spirit. We're showing carnality. We're showing impatience. And we're being vile. And I just rebuke all of our spirits. Not just those who support people who shouldn't be supported, but we sit there and we treat one another in a way that is wrong. We're supposed to be the light of the world. We're supposed to be the salt of the earth. We're supposed to show God's love in such a way that the world is attracted to Jesus Christ. Hello, church. Mm-hmm. Come on. I'm Bible on this. I'm in the Word here. I'm going to be 62 years old. Well, I'm going to be 62 years old in a couple days. And guess what? I'm right here. After all these years on this earth, I've seen us depart in so many ways, the church, from the love. In the 1970s, during the time I got saved, I remember the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in such a way in the ministry in God's church where He was hitting Baptists, Presbyterians, Catholics, everybody else, and ministering in such a way in the Holy Ghost that it pulverized all the walls of prejudice. And people were coming together to worship Jesus and coming to know Jesus personally. But in the midst of that time, we've still considered and seen some of that. But a lot of walls and barriers and credos have been erected in the name of our denominations and in the name of our prejudice. And things that I thought became buried under the blood and by the power of the Holy Spirit and segregation and hypocrisy and those kind of things of racism, I thought the Holy Spirit was beginning to wash away. But they just became embedded within another generation because people didn't really put their hearts under the blood. Thinking they fooled God. But the fruit, their offspring, are sharing what was spoken at their dinner table. And sharing what they gave from their hearts. And so we have the Proud Boys and we have these groups going about in vile hatred, being promoted by the leader of our country. And we think it's all right. He's not the only one wrong. There's a lot of people wrong. And it can be from either side of the coin politically. Church, repent. Men of God, repent. Ladies of God, repent. It's time to get under the blood. It's time to allow the Holy Spirit and the love of God. It's time to look at things afresh through the fruit of the Spirit and say, hey, you will know them by their fruit. And if there's no love, gentleness, kindness, meekness, temperance, if there is no ability within a person to forgive and say they're sorry or anything, why are we even fellowshipping or even considering that person as a leader or anything? We should get as far away as we possibly can and pray for their soul. And that can be about a lot of individuals in this day and hour, on both sides of political camps or anything else throughout this world. Doesn't matter where you live. This message isn't just for right here at Covenant of Grace. Isn't just for the American church. It's about the whole world. Love came down in the age of rage. The people of that day and era, where Jesus came down to be, what did they want? They wanted a Messiah to come, and they wanted that Messiah. They wanted that Messiah to be political, powerful, and to do what? Buddy, revenge. We hate the Romans, man. We want those Romans dead. We're tired of their liberal philosophies. We're tired of their liberal this. We're tired of the liberal that. We're tired of their gods. We're tired of this. We're tired of that. Come on, Messiah. Come on. Vanquish them. Boom, boom, bang. Hey, we hate them. He came down in a rage of age. Excuse me. Yeah. In a rage of age, I apologize. In a rage of age. Getting tongue-tied there. That's all right. I'm human. But you know something? He came down. And he didn't act like the world. He didn't talk like the world. He didn't live like the world. He wasn't like the religious people of the day. He healed the sick. He made the lame to walk again. He made blinded eyes to see. He shared love. He cared. He showed remorse. He showed the things that need to be done for an age that was so out of sync with God's will. But tried to bring light and hope and a message of hope in the good news of Jesus Christ. Sharing the Papa's love and going to the cross, giving his life for us and helping birth a church where the gates of hell will not prevail against it. In the midst of the rage and age of the day, love came down. Turn in your Bibles, if you will. I want to read a passage of Scripture. John chapter 15, 4 through 17. John chapter 15, 4 through 17. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so that ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so I have loved you, and continue in my love. We're supposed to continue in his love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, that your joy might be full. He wants you to be filled with his love and sharing his love, and he wants his joy to be full in you. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, so I have loved you. God's command is first to love one another, to care for one another. What kind of love are we showing to this generation? What kind of love are we showing to this generation? Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit. That we should what? I'm going to start at the beginning of verse 16 again. Write this down. I want you to meditate on this scripture for the remainder of the week, maybe for the whole month. John 15, verse 16. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Love has chosen you. Love came down in an age of rage for you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. He wants it to remain. He wants you to make disciples. That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. If you remain in his love, if you abide in him, if you minister in his love, God's going to give you the desires of your heart. These things I command you, that you love one another. Christianity, the church. God is love. Jesus came down. For God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Love compels us to the cross. Love compels us to repentance. One prophetic word that God gave me in the midst of the last few days, and I'm supposed to say in this message, in all due humility and grace, praying for God's love to minister to you, is the Lord said that he'll allow this COVID to be so predominantly powerful because of the ignorance of men, their lack of respect, that 50% of the leadership of the evangelical church will be affected and many die if they don't come to repentance, if their attitudes don't change, if their spirit doesn't get back to what the Bible says it's supposed to be. And that is to show forth the spirit of Christ, that you've been with Jesus, and that you bear fruit with patience and see the grace of God in your life. That's not a word I want to give. That's not a word I want to share, but it's part of what I'm supposed to do today. Otherwise, God's anointing's going to be taken away from me. God loves us. He's warning us. We don't want to go down a rabbit hole here in the church, in the body of Christ, in this nation, in this world. We allow things to get so out of hand that God allows judgment through circumstances that are happening in this world and things that are evolving. And many of the problems that are happening right now because of a rampant virus is because of the ignorance, the lack of respect, and the belligerence of the body of Christ and this world. And political factors and people walk under some kind of prideful arrogance and think that it's manly. Lord, help us all. Hallelujah. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask what ye will, and it will be done unto you. If you abide in me, and my word abides in you, you can ask what ye will, it shall be done unto you. If you abide in me, and my word abides in you, you can ask what ye will, it shall be done unto you. Oh, ask what ye will, and it will be done unto you. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to abide in the Lord. We need to abide in the Lord. We need to abide in him. We need to be attached to him. We need to... Hallelujah. Oh, my God. That's right. Go ahead. Hallelujah. That's all right. Go ahead. Get on your knees. Go ahead. That's all right. Get on your faces before God. That's all right. We need to repent. We need to allow God's love to minister. We are living in an age where love wants to come out and minister in this age of rage. And the church is supposed to be the one that shows forth that wisdom, grace of God. Hallelujah. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Jim. Oh, my God. We need him. We need him so much right now, guys. We need him so much. Love came down in a world filled with rage, wanting a Messiah who would be a conqueror, wanting a Messiah who would dominate, wanting a Messiah who would shove it out to the Roman citizenry. But God sent love to redeem us all. God sent love to redeem us all. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Take me back. Take me back. Oh, Lord, take me back, dear Lord, where I first believe. Oh, yes, take me back. Oh, yes, take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Take me back. Take me back. Oh, Lord, take me back, oh, Lord, to where I first believed. Oh, Father, will you now take us back? Oh, Lord, we need to be. Take us back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Lord, I need to be taken back. Oh, Lord, I need to be taken back, dear Lord, where I first believed. Oh, yes, now. Take me back, oh, Lord. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you, Lord. Will you do it? Take us back, oh, Lord. We need it now. Take us back, dear Lord, to where we first believed. Oh, take me back, oh, Lord, now. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Oh, Lord, take me back. Oh, yes, Lord, take me back, dear Lord, to where I first believed. Where I first believed. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, help him, Lord. Help him, Lord. Oh, Lord, we repent of the spirit of this world in this age. If we have any part of it, God, we repent of it. We want it out of us, God, right now. We want the spirit of the Lord. We want to have the presence of Christ. We want to bear witness of the light. We want to share the love of Jesus. I want to abide in you, Lord. I want to abide in you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.